USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As our election contests continue here in Georgia and in courts across the country, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments in Savannah, Georgia. The vice president continues.
We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
At a press conference in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for additional coronavirus relief.
I'm not alone in saying this situation is urgent. If we don't act now, the future will be very bleak. Americans need help, and they need it now.
It's a new record for the Dow gaining 248 points to close the week at 30,217, breaking the record set just last month. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A marijuana bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 164. The bill is passed.
The measure would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill has virtually no chance of passing the Republican-led Senate. The nation's economy is undergoing a massive change because of the pandemic. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling CNBC some of the adjustment made to slow the spread of the coronavirus will not go away once the nation has fully recovered.
And so I think in many ways we're seeing transformations of businesses. There may be some negative consequences to that when we see that some feature films are going to be released direct basically to home video streaming.
Hamrick also foresees less business travel and more teleconference meetings. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The governor of the Golden State doing what he believes needs to be done to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic.
Setting shortages of beds and intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks, where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carry-out and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom says the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee says a delay in the Summer Games because of the pandemic will cost them about $2.8 billion. The International Olympic Committee plans to pay $650 million to help cover the postponement costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.